This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Archbishop, how are Catholic churches and Catholic communities in Greater Sydney going to celebrate Christmas this year?
One big difference to last year and to much of this year is that we're able to be open to everyone.
Yes.
We've got no limits now on the numbers allowed into the churches. That is great news because we know this time of year many people want to come to church, even people who don't come very often, but they want to at least at Christmas time. And so it's great that we can accommodate everybody that wants to come.
Yes.
I think a lot of us have really missed being with each other, both just socially, humanly, but also spiritually for worship. And so I think for many people it will be very consoling to be able to be together for Christmas.
Now, that's quite notable, as you just mentioned, Archbishop, that we can actually meet together without restrictions like we've had across the past couple of years. Anything else notable or new that Catholic churches are doing across Greater Sydney this year?
Quite a lot of the churches have been putting up big billboards and putting notices in letterboxes and in local papers and so on saying, come home for Christmas, because we knew it was likely that we'd all be able to be open and receive everyone. So we wanted to encourage people who perhaps had not been able to be at church for a long time to take this as the big chance to come home.
And why did you use that language, come home?
I think this past year we have had a real sense of home, because many of us have been locked up at home. And so we've come to appreciate our home more, even if sometimes it's felt a bit crowded for some. But the church is also our home, to emphasise that and to say, no, you'll gather at your domestic home, no doubt, for a meal and presents and all the fun of Christmas Day, but come to the home of the church to worship God first.
And Archbishop, what about reaching out into local communities? The Catholic Church does a lot of charitable works across Greater Sydney. Is there anything in particular that you guys get involved with at Christmas?
Yes, so a lot of our agencies are very involved with feeding people at Christmas time. A lot of people that live on the streets don't have a family to go to for whatever reason. And so places like the Matt Talbot Hostel, which is just down the road from me here at St Mary's Cathedral, Christmas time's a big time for them. They put on a big slap-up meal for the people living on the streets and try to give them presents and just a sense of that they are loved, they're part of a community. And I think that's happening probably in a lot of places and not just the Catholic Church either. I think a lot of the churches this time of year would be reaching out to the poor, especially to try and give them an experience of Christmas.
Now, Archbishop, do you have a Bible verse or something else that's standing out to you that you want to share with us about how Jesus continues to be good news of great joy to our world?
One that I particularly love any time, but especially this time of the year, is that God so loved the world he gave his only son. That this Christmas is really a kind of love letter from God to us, that he's so smitten with us, he'll give us everything he is, even his own son. And that he so much wanted to be close to us that he actually became one of us so that we could hold him. We could be up close and personal. We could love him in a way that it's harder to love a spirit, an idea. But if God's become one of us so close, then we really can know his love and experience love in return. And so I think the idea that God so loved the world he gave this little boy to us at Christmas is something for us to embrace with great excitement and delight.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.